Are we in a dream? What's it?
Sorry. I'm sorry.
Fletch has no idea. Fletch and Martin have no idea.
You're dating
Fletch
Kerber.
And Zavis have no idea what's going on.
That was a memory.
That was Kerber.
That was a memory.
So this isn't
of the from the past.
This is real?
Oh, wasn't you fantasizing a life with this random woman. This actually happened.
It happened. It was she for real. So she's nice. Not my imaginary love affair.
Correct. It was real. Although moments before, it was not real.
What?
What?
This is the magic of the dragon, that this now happened. It is a created thing. And
whoa!
Black believes it to be true. And Vel, even though she just died, believes it to be true.
Ergo, it's true.
Ergo, it's
shit.
True. But because of the bargain that you made with the dragon, where somebody knows you.
Oh, yeah.
So he effectively rewrites
someone's
little
personal
pieces
history.
Of history.
That's
that's
very
fucked up, actually. I like
and
it.
And you made yourself a sex god?
But yeah, then like, what's the difference?
I didn't.
Do you know what I mean?
Did.
Does he know, though? Does he know?
You're reading a lot in the story that he was a sex god.
I mean, they were there for 4 days.
Yeah, why else?
You don't hang out for 4 days with a guy who's a bad lay.
Not a rat.
Like contributing anything else to the conversation.
Wow, dude.
I'm so sorry. I'm on something today.
Yeah, that haterade.
She seemed nice. And I removed my hands.
Squish.
She was nice. And smart. And nice. And dry, until we touch the ocean is what I meant.
But she like wasn't dry.
No, 4 days.
Does he understand that this is all like I don't know, like a fake?
No, to Flack, okay. This is 100% real.
And I guess like what you know, then you're getting into the weird. Like, what's the difference?
Exactly. Mm-hmm. But what like, is the difference?
We, that's super cool. We also would not know that this is an invented thing. Like, this is just the truth. So far as all of us are ever
you
experienced
it. I was playing in an empty room. There were no other characters in this story, so no one who would be like, wait, that's not how it happened.
Yeah, right.
She was with me. Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, that's that's cool.
This
aggressive.
Sucks.
Good job. That's like Black Mirror. That's like a Black Mirror thing. It's like wonderful but also horrible.
It's like the idea of like why teleportation in Star Trek, mm-hmm. where there's the debate of
is it
actual teleportation or is it you die when you get in the, and then a perfect copy of you comes out with all the same, but then does it matter?
Yeah, hey, I'm gonna fuck you up, dude.
What are you doing?
I'm gonna fuck you up.
Oh, okay.
Already?
Yeah. Oh. It's not even the fucked up spell, but I'm gonna cast resurrection on her.
Oh.
If you will recall.
Yeah.
What?
Uh-oh.
When Fletch tried to cast Cure Wounds, it made things worse.
Oh, so it might just make her like extra dead.
This spell neutralizes any poisons and cures normal diseases.
I don't know.
It doesn't, however, remove magical. Never mind. I'm going to save that spell slot.
Are you sure? Because you could turn her inside out.
I was going to say, it's like corpse explosion from Diablo.
Just
it's like
make her more dead.
Yeah, it just explodes.
Never mind.
Yikes.
As we're like trying to investigate the room, it's just covered in blood.
just goo.
Okay. So speaking of, I'm going to look around. Like, where are we?
Okay.
There were signs of a struggle. What, like,
I'm
something
afraid of touching.
Broke.
Yes.
Are there
who
other.
Who killed her? I need to know.
Yes.
Who would take such beauty and knowledge from this world?
Perception or investigation?
Let me give you the room.
Yeah.
And then if there's something specific you want to look at, then we can drill more into it because, you know, I don't want to, you're going to get some basic information just from being in the room.
Yep. Okay.
So you are in this room. You came in through the side of the building, wooden building. The hole that the smoke that filled this room that is causing the memory confusion in Fletch and Zavis is dissipating through a window that has been broken open. It is
the glass on the inside or the outside?
That you will need to roll for.
Nice. Good thinking.
Thanks. I rolled a 14.
There is glass on the inside.
Oh.
There is glass on the inside. This room appears to be a like a room at an inn. There is a bed, a trunk, that at the end of the bed, like a footlocker. There are shelves, a desk, a small like table with a chair that has like some remnants of, you know, some food and a half drunk bottle of wine. There are papers.
How many glasses?
Just one.
Okay.
There are the good question. There are papers strewn about the desk, books and scrolls and things.
Do they look like they would be Vel's?
Roll investigation.
With advantage, since we were four-day lovers?
Sure. She paid for everything, so you know her handwriting.
That's fine. Gender roles aren't static. 19.
Yes, with a 19, you can tell that a majority of the papers are Vel's. It looks like a lot of her research and things, as well as what appears to be her date book. There are
date book.
Like calendar.
Like her calendar. Yeah, yeah.
Not the dates she went on.
I mean, it's fine. It was a while
my
ago.
My God, you're so jealous.
Fine. No, it's fine. We both lived lives.
He would be so sad, though, because you wouldn't find anything about you.
I look in the date book and see what's in there from that time long ago. Does it go back that far?
It does not go back that far. No.
All right.
It does not go back that far. But yes, there's the date book. There are a couple things that are not in her handwriting. There is an ad, like a flyer for the boat that you saw, the river boat that you saw docked in the river. It is a casino boat.
Yeah. Yeah.
That is part of the Leaping Dolphin Casino out of Obradina.
Oh. Sure that it's not.
That's the casino I saw in my little vision.
Oh.
I was going to say, are you sure it's not a casino themed around vegetables called the Leak Town Casino?
Oh my God.
holy shit.
Oh no.
I'm divorcing you.
What?
So I'm divorcing you.
That's okay, because apparently I got. Oh no, she died.
Two for two, dude.
There is also a ticket stub to a concert given at a club recently by Alora Chantrasse, which is Flack recognizes as one of the big name Cartown singers. Alora Chantrasse.
Alora Chantrasse.
It looks like she was at this show last night.
Maybe we gotta go to that venue and see if we can find any clues.
I'm gonna wipe me hands off.
Okay.
Pick up the ticket stub and the flyer.
Roll investigation on the flyer.
I rolled an 18.
When you pick up the flyer, you can tell, you can feel that it's, you know, it's thicker cardstock, and ooh, there's some indentations on the back. You can feel that there's like a there's something that doesn't seem, there's, yeah, like a rougher indentations on the back.
I know how to hide stuff and put like secret words and shit on paper. So is there like a thief roll I can do to investigate how to reveal a hidden message?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Roll investigation with advantage.
It's going to be either a 15 or a 19.
Okay. There is a name written and a street name.
Was it written? Can I tell if this was like written on a piece of paper on top of this flyer? And it's
was.
Like in. Oh.
Yes.
Guys, I've discovered a lead.
A lead for what? Where are we? Is there a map? Do I see a map so I can see where we are? Because if I don't remember anything that.
Yeah, you don't know why you're here or where you are. Yes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Do you remember the little presentation we got from Plinthrin?
What do you mean presentation?
The projection of Plinthrin?
Yeah, I don't remember that at all.
You guys don't remember that?
Zavis doesn't remember it at all. Fletch, roll history. Disadvantage.
Thanks. Oh. I got a nat 20 the first time.
Oh, well, that's going to help.
and then a four.
Four is not going to do it. You do not remember the presentation.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I zoned out.
Anywhere. Map. Do we have a map?
There is a map on the table.
Okay.
Amongst the research, it is a very old map, however.
Just like Val.
It is a very old map that is pre-Talon Empire. So it lists the regions and civilizations of the world as they existed over 1,500 years ago. So Carriage Straits does not exist on this map, but the Furacy Emerald does.
And where the Furacy Emerald?
Yeah, you are on the edges of it. And
what words are you saying? What are those words?
Furacy.
Furacy.
What is that?
It's a word. It's a fantasy word I made up.
Oh.
F-E-R-O-C.
F-U-R.
F-U-R.
A-S-E. Emerald is E-M-E-R-A-L-T. Two words.
What does that mean?
Emerald Sea.
Oh, like the forest.
Oh, the emerald
root. But it's of trees.
Yeah, I know that part.
What's the Chelsea, do you remember? Did you ever go to the Emerald City Theater? Is that what I'm thinking of?
Maybe.
And is that what you were? Is that what,
no?
Oh, okay.
That's unrelated. This is not.
Still works.
Yeah.
Seattle's the Emerald City.
It is.
On what? What then? What the fuck am I thinking of? It was okay. It doesn't matter. So if I understand this correctly,
I'm hoping that just with some time, it'll come back to you.
Furacy Emerald.
Yep.
Furacy.
Yep.
All right. Just trying to piece everything together.
That's fine. We went into, it's okay. Here you go. Cliff notes. We went into a door in our basement and then we were here. The ghost told us about history and I zoned out. But
a ghost?
He was good.
He was a projection.
Oh, yeah. Flinthurin.
Okay.
Yeah, Big Bad Beetleborg.
We're in our basement?
Yeah.
Yeah. Good job.
Right now?
Wait, no.
But all of us are confused as to why this woman is dead.
So that's what we're looking for.
And that's what we're looking for.
We're looking for clues.
Okay. Looks like
justice.
She had a flyer that for a casino riverboat. And on the back of the flyer, somebody wrote down their name and an address.
What's the name?
What it is?
It is Jassin. J-A-S-S-I-N. Pants.
Pants!
Oh, God.
Uh-oh.
Jassin Pants. And the street is, the street number is 42 Dock Way.
Now, I don't have any idea how this connects to anything. Window was broken from the outside coming in. My guess, some bag of nails, not nails, what is it, claws? Some bag of claws jumped in the window, ripped this woman up. I don't know, jumped back out the window.
Was it Pants?
I hope it wasn't Pants, because we're probably going to go meet him. But he's on my suspect list.
Well, I used a spell. I used magic on this person and it backfired. So,
oh, it's a
would it be like a neck? Was she murdered by like a necromancer or like a magic?
Is it
definitely something magic?
Well, let's do an experiment.
Okay.
Not
on the body.
No. I grab a empty. If there was like a jar of powder, there's got to be other jars in the room, right?
Talcum.
There are other jars. There's like a case on the table, on like the desk, that has like a lot of little vials. It looks to be like a sample case.
Is this hers?
Presumably.
This is a weird thing. I'm just trying to grab an innocuous thing, like an empty vial.
There's an empty vial in this case.
Somebody cast magic on this.
What kind of magic?
Something that we predict the outcome, and if it does something weird,
ooh,
then
okay,
we know.
I'll just do like a cantrip or something.
Yeah.
Can I just make a bonfire at it?
How about dancing lights?
I don't have that.
Okay, I'll cast dancing lights at it.
You're going to make lights dance within this jar.
I'm sorry, all my magic is too destructive.
Yeah.
Zavis came loaded for bear, doesn't know why.
Yeah.
I prepare myself.
The lights dance within this jar as normal.
Okay.
Could it be the sword, or like what this person was attacked with is magic then?
Oh, like a magic item?
Yeah, we've seen that before, like a sword stab that is magic.
We do an arcana check on the body to see if there's something about...
I thought we said no body stuff.
I'm not exploding.
We can just look at it.
We just hover our hands over it to perform the move on to the next life.
23.
Arcana?
Yeah, to see if there's something weird magic enchanted about the wounds or the attack.
Looking at the wounds, they still do kind of crackle.
Ew.
Yeah, like there is an energy that you Margarine are able to like kind of see, and you know, you're more magical now than you ever have been.
Weird.
Or more aware of your magical properties than you ever have been. And you can see that the edges of these very nasty wounds are still kind of cackling with an energy of some kind. So it does give you the sense that there was magic involved in their creation.
I think these wounds were made in a way that cannot be healed.
I know.
Okay.
So we just...
Then I wasted my time.
I used healing magic and it made it worse.
I just didn't know if it was like the powder in the air. What was that anyway?
Yeah, and it was purpley.
And then I'm going to start looking at the powders. What the fuck is this woman traveling around with that would make us all forget?
In the case?
Yeah. Because I can assume that the thing that broke was the thing of hers that she was futzing with.
We'll roll investigation.
19.
The glass that is broken on the ground next to the mask is a different kind of glass than the glass from the vials in the case.
Do we recognize what kind of glass it is?
It's a dark glass versus, you know, mostly clear.
Like one that would hold a poison or chemical substance of some sort?
One that would want to prevent light from reaching whatever was inside of it.
It was activated by light.
Let's see.
Can I roll history to see if I know of any powders that are activated by light that might do the things that happen to us?
What is this chomping? What character are you getting into?
I don't know, but we'll see where it goes.
There's a mustache
version of Flag.
The Martian Manhunter, I'm sorry.
You can roll history on this powder.
A 15 do anything?
In some of your seedier parts of your history as a traveling troubadour, you've come across different mind-altering powders that this reminds you of, although you've never encountered something that has this kind of like poofing effect. You have encountered powders that people use to make themselves forget things.
Make themselves forget?
Yeah. The way that Flack has encountered this, it has been used recreationally to forget things. People are either sad or
they just saw me perform and wish they could see it again for the first time.
Yeah, totally.
There are people who have done that for sure.
That's right.
You sell it at the merch table along with more tickets to your show tomorrow night.
It's a big scam.
It's a deal.
There's also people use it to forget that they went to the concert if they didn't like it.
No, people don't use it for that.
You don't get the discount if you buy it just by itself.
Beth would like to use that on the System of a Down Incubus concert that we went to forever.
I already did.
This reminds you of those powders, although this is a more, this is a stronger, more concentrated form of that. That drug had a street name that you're free to create.
Ooh.
Amnick.
Amnick. Okay.
Like Amtrak, but you did this. Wait,
sounds
that's
like amnesia,
a train.
But hey. Crack.
Okay, good, yes.
Amnick.
Amnick? Amnick.
Hey.
Yes. A-M-N-E-K?
Yeah.
Great.
Give me some of that A. A. Just call it hope. Oh.
Oh, there we go, forgetting again.
Oh, there goes
it's gravity. One of the street names.
Yeah. Yes, yeah. And this... This vial of this powder was in this dark glass container that was broken by the mask as it fell from where it was once you guys landed.
Is there any more in this room?
Any more vials of that powder?
Yeah.
No.
I want to look at the table
Okay.
With all the note, like her, because you said there's a bunch of papers
yes,
and stuff.
Yes.
What are the papers?
Most of her research seems to be centered around this organization called the Guardians and their connection to the forest. In the papers that she has available to you here on this desk, there isn't a solid physical description of them. Most of these accounts seem to be in passing as different groups of outsiders are attacked by the Guardians. They are either loggers or foresters or botanists or adventurers or hunters that, you know, travel into the forest and then are attacked by the Guardians. And they're talked about as these kind of like boogeymen that protect the forest if you know, you are trying to invade it. There are descriptions of them as large and powerful. There are descriptions of them that describe them as monstrous. There are descriptions of them that describe them as fast and agile and like wraiths that appear as if out of nowhere. Their attack methods are both magic and martial, where sometimes there are magical attacks and sometimes there are bows out of the dark or blades thrown, where with such precision and such sharpness that limbs or heads will be lopped off before anybody even knows that they're under attack. Their tactics seem to be guerrilla in nature. They don't customarily leave survivors. These are very rare accounts. It seems like you're looking at dates on them and they're very sporadic. Mm. These accounts of encounters with the Guardians. There's a newer book that is sealed with the seal of Lord Dirkvatn that describes the foresters' problems with the Guardians and how many losses there are to try to take the trees from the forest in relation to dealing with these Guardians and what the company has to do to kind of like push them away and keep them from getting, you know, accessing the parts of the forest that they're taking, that they're harvesting.
Wait, what's going on with the forest?
They're cutting down the tree to make cars, to make carriages. Yeah. There are a whole bunch of carriages that's what this place does. It's called Carriage Straight. They just make straight carriages.
The forest?
The logs.
Oh. Uh-oh.
Did you guys ever cut down trees to do stuff? Like in a respectful way?
If we did, then we would thank the forest, but...
Yeah, that sounds nice. That's not what they're doing. They're cutting down trees en masse in uh-oh. Order to make carriages.
I'm getting mad.
For people to go places faster. And then cut down more trees.
Why don't they just travel? Like, we just appeared here. Why don't they just travel like
not
we did?
Everyone knows dead plinthrons.
Ah.
Yeah. And you have to remember, we live in a giant mansion. We have that privilege. These people need carriages to get to their jobs.
You come from money now.
Yeah. We got to figure out. This is all about the guard. They're apparently Guardians are attacking. The Guardians of the Forest are attacking these people.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe the Guardians of the Forest attacked this person.
Are you or have you ever been contacted by or associated with a member of the Guardians of the Forest?
Oh, no. We're all listening.
Is
that
a yes
now.
Or no question?
Yes.
Gressel?
Help. No. I'm going to say no.
No.
Okay. I just want to know in case we run into anything later.
It would have been convenient.
Yeah.
Because you would have like a pre-existing relationship with the Guardians of the Forest.
I mean, I was the guardian of my forest, but
that's it. That's good to know.
So I can, if we need to talk to them.
Yeah. But be careful about who you say that around in this company town.
Well, of course. Yeah. Don't go
calling yourself a guardian.
Are the guardians of the forest? They're not like living trees, right?
It doesn't seem so. If they were, they would be small for trees.
Like, is there, I forget, was there a physical description?
There aren't, exact physical descriptions. It's mostly like shapes.
Okay.
And you know, like shapes? Sounds. No, they're bipedal. Sometimes they're described as beasts. But it's hard to tell if those are exaggerated accounts out of fear.
Mm-hmm.
It's difficult to ascertain any sense of their number. And you're getting some of this from like Vel's notes, you know, where, you know, she has like,
oh, her notes.
Yeah.
I'll trust her notes. I don't trust anything from Lord Durkheim there.
I have an idea already. Yeah. I can fix all of this.
Well, what? Then this is going to be a short adventure.
What do you got?
Why don't Gust we just. No.
He won.
No, what if, like, what if, just hear me out, okay? So apparently there's all these attacks, right? And, well, let's just go talk to them. We got to go talk to
Talk them. To who?
Dirk the Guardians.
Oh, the Guardian. Oh, you want to go into the forest? I feel like people will see us. I bet they got guards. I bet they got Guardian guards.
Okay, let's not rush into things. You're right.
Like guards to keep you from the Guardians.
Who guards the Guardians, yeah.
Well, we first things info. First. Let's remember to keep our eyes peeled for a special object having to do with our quest. The only two that are left are the armor and the scales.
Got it. And also,
and the fish key.
Fish key. What?
Fish key. Mm-hmm.
But I didn't circle that.
I'll mark your thing. I'm going to take
thank you.
Something from this room.
Mm-hmm. Oh. What?
I guess one of Vel's books, so I can also remember her.
Okay. You take her take her date book.
Will that represent the
room?
Yeah,
is totally. Good idea. Yeah, okay. For sure.
The date book's a good idea.
Yeah.
Two things. Number one, I just want to get to Pleznobzerid. I don't want to save the forest. There's bigger fish to fry, and it's finding my daughter. And number two, I'm just curious, is Jason Pants in that book?
Let's find out. I look.
Roll investigation with advantage.
Good, because the first one was that's a 7. I always think those 7s are wrong. Anyway, 15.
15. You find within the date book, Vel had on her calendar for later today. She had a meeting on the books with representatives from Lord's Carriage Factory. Yesterday, she had met with Captain Alwyn Camille. She had previously, within this week, this last week, she had meetings with Tyr Feller and Otto Mechanic.
There's a lot of names. There's a lot. This episode.
Otto Mechanic, fuck you. Tyr Feller.
Rockefeller. I don't know.
Rock tier.
I don't know. Unique.
Old money.
Tire.
Bell
tire. Tire filler?
No, this one's not a car one.
Oh, okay. Bell tire.
I guess we should ask.
Bell tire is a like a beauty queen.
I was going to say, I'm Bell tire.
Perennial beauty queen.
Yeah.
That's funny. For this season specifically,
we are going to be insufferable.
So to address that, should we or should we not do that?
Do Detroiter do bits?
Yeah, because like I don't know
local jokes get you local words.
Are we gonna alienate our audience?
I don't know. What should we do?
Make the bits. Do the bits. We'll explain if we need to, but they could become something like Bell Tire is absolutely going to be a beauty queen in town now because that's fucking funny. There is a tire company in Detroit called Bell Tire. They
is
have
that
a,
really local?
Yeah.
Bell Tire.
Bell Tire. The tire man? Yeah.
That's really? Cool.
Well, then could we do...
He's got a hat.
Mr. Ellen's.
Michelin star. Michelle star. Michelin star.
Michelin's a French company.
That's a big old one.
That's a huge company.
Okay, yeah, we'll never.
They make tires and rate restaurants.
Yes, they do.
I just watched a history of the Michelin man on YouTube.
The big lumpy guy?
Yeah. And it's
terrifying.
It's weird, isn't it?
Horrifying, just design-wise throughout the years.
Yeah.
They really tried some stuff.
Guys, I won't lie to you. I'm having a day. And he said all them names. The only thing I wrote down was Captain Almond.
Captain Alwyn
Camille. Tyr Feller.
Yes.
And Otto Mechanic.
Mechanic. But yeah, it's auto mechanic.
Here, feller.
Names are hard, guys.
Yes, we're
as going. We've established. Yes, those are the names that are in her date book. And then there was the name.
Tonight.
Yes, the name that Marjorie discovered written on something else over the flyer to the
Jess and Pants.
Jess and Pants.
All right. Well,
ooh,
looks like.
I bet the Jess and Pants address was written on a piece of paper sitting on top of the flyer. And then the person who killed her took it.
Hmm. How astute.
Thanks.
We should leave because we've been in this room talking quite a bit. And I don't want anybody to think that we murdered this person because we just appeared.
And as the ex-boyfriend, I would be suspect number one.
Number one.
And we're the accomplices because we all.
Did we report this to the authorities?
I have a question. How does. Like, speaking of him being the ex-boyfriend, is that magic of, like, someone knows him? Is that just between him and that person, or does it alter everything?
You guys get the impression that it alters everything because you were privy to that memory. You were given access to it.
But, like, if someone shows up who knew her,
would they know that this happened? That depends.
I guess we'll find out. We don't know.
Yeah, it depends.
That's gonna
like it's still something that like our characters just think that is true. We don't know all of the mechanics of the magic of.
You did see that, like you, Marjorie, Zabbis, and Fletch, everyone else who's not Flack and is now changed because of this.
Yeah,
you saw the dragon magic happen.
Yeah,
so I did or not,
and you're aware of that bargain. So you can draw whatever conclusions that you want from that. Your memories are not so changed.
Marjorie would not assume that that was invented, though.
Yeah.
It would just be not like assume that it's invented.
Portal into.
Right. Yeah, this is more just me asking questions.
Right. No. And this isn't always how this is going to work with this mechanic. They will be in individual case-by-case basis of how does somebody know Black. And this is this instance.
This is such a fun choice. I really like that.
Yeah. Okay. I'm satisfied for now.
Like, you were about to say something before, Marjorie.
I say, let's go to this meeting that she was supposed to have today.
Ooh, that's a good idea.
But although it is representatives from the factory, are there names written? Just reps? Or a place?
There is a place. You're meeting at the factory.
Ooh.
The meeting is at the factory, yes. And there aren't names. It's third floor and a room number.
I think we should meet with
into the factory.
I was going to say we should meet with the captain she met with yesterday. Alwyn Camille. Is that a police captain?
There's no more information about who they are.
Is it the captain of the boat?
The casino boat?
There's no more information about who he is in her date book.
Okay.
You could try to figure out who he is through other means.
Is there anything, because I had that like that vision of the casino, like the dolphin casino.
Yes.
Is there anything since being here that like seems familiar to me?
Yeah, the imagery on the flyer.
Okay.
Advertises the flagship Leaping Dolphin Casino, which is in Obradina, which is the one that you saw in your vision. And it seems that the casino boat is affiliated with that casino.
Okay.
Can I look around the room for anything that else that has this guy's name or this person's name, Alwyn Camille?
You can look. You can roll.
You sound...
There's nothing.
Okay.
Yeah. He wants to steal the fuck out of this room.
In this room, there's nothing else with that guy's name.
Really just threw us into a new place, a new environment, and the threat of being thrown in jail. Thanks, fake plinth.
I guess there is that. I did not think about that.
The threat of being thrown in jail?
You are now present at this murder scene.
Yeah.
We like touched a lot of stuff.
Marjorie's hands were in the body.
In the body.
Yeah, that's...
You literally have red hands.
Speaking of, I have a thick magic fabric that I use to wrap up the very sharp mask, and I'm gonna do that and stick it back in my pocket.
Okay.
Before we leave, I
and wipe my hands.
Wait, yeah.
I'm gonna cast
out damn spot.
Pass without trace on everyone.
Nice.
Plus 10 to stealth checks.
Yay. Yes.
Plus 10. Yeah. And we cannot be traced except by magical means.
Oh, except by magical means.
So magic can trace us, but okay.
But regular folks cannot.
Regular people cannot.
Okay.
Great. Thank you.
Good thing there's a lot of poor regular people.
And just for my notes, what was her job?
She was a researcher.
Okay.
And you were told by Plinth that you were being sent to meet with a operative who works with...
She's the operative?
It would appear so. This is where he took you.
Okay, fuck.
That probably should have been the first thing we realized.
No.
But we got there.
She should have like a Gilladoy brooch, yeah.
Give herself away? She was smarter than that. She was the smartest.
Oh.
Did you know? That Did you know was, that she was a member of the Order of Gilladoy?
She didn't mention it during our 4 days, but we were a little busy then.
She didn't have like an ankle tattoo?
What?
She didn't have like an ankle tattoo?
No. And I would know.
I know. I saw.
You are also almost of a height. She's only a little bit taller than you. Just to like describe you guys.
What are you suggesting? Should
Nothing. Just so
her?
That people can
dress up like her.
Just so that people can have a mental image.
Okay.
You know, Flax, you know, 4.5 feet tall or whatever, almost 5 feet tall. And she's around 5 feet tall. Short for an elf.
Yeah.
But that's okay.
She's a half elf.
Convenient sized is what he's saying. You don't have to adjust the proportions in the how-to books.
Let's sneak out of here.
Sneaky, sneaky, sneaky.
Through the window or through the door?
Through the door.
Through the wall.
Through the door.
Roll your stealth checks.
Plus 10 for everybody.
I'll go first. I rolled a 1.
I also rolled a 1.
What?
Whoa. You guys slip in some blood.
Yeah, 23 with that plus 10.
I got 25 with that plus 10.
The ones slip in some blood and fall.
You
guys are a bunch of ones. I'm just going to say it.
Aww.
You guys keep forgetting shit.
We're the
You're
ones.
Confused.
As I get up.
Inspiration for
We're
the ones.
We're number one.
You guys are, it's just 10 going forward, Beth. It's just a straight 10, not a D10.
Oh, in that case, I got a 31.
Well, good for you. I got a...
Oh, it's a plus D10, not a plus
10?
No,
it is plus 10. Right
oh, there. Yeah, then.
But
well, like if
it doesn't matter because we got these two.
Yeah, the
fucking...
two ones slip in some of the blood.
Yeah.
You fall to the ground. There's a loud thud.
We're going to have to kill whoever walks through that door next. That's because of you.
There's a... You when that happens, you all got you guys like stop in that moment that where like you fucked up, and everyone's just like, okay, let's just see what happens here. Margarine, though, you did say that you were first. Do you open the? Were you about to open the door?
I was about to open the door. Yeah.
Okay. You start to creak open the door when there's that thud, and you see that there is like a servant woman, older human lady, who's. Attention is drawn by the sound. She turns your...
I said do not disturb. And I put the little hook on the door that says that, and I slam it.
Great. You wait for a minute.
She pops back. What, Margarine pops back in?
Yeah, like you hang the tag, and you close the door.
Yeah.
And you come back in.
Who do we have to kill?
You wait for a minute.
We have to kill.
Nothing happens.
No one. Window. Let's go.
Roll athletics checks to climb out of the window. You were on the third floor.
That's rolling ones.
Stop making me roll.
22.
Athletics.
No, 26.
A 1.
Never
mind, it's a 7.
Okay.
Dude, a 7 looks so much like a 1.
Jesus. A 12.
That looks like a 1. Oh, just disappeared.
I don't believe you. I didn't see it, man.
No, I didn't see it.
I'm looking at your dice, James. It does look like a one.
It looks like a fucking one. Yeah, it's an 11.
That does look like
a one. Or it's a 77 total.
Yeah. Okay, you are all able to climb out of the window, the broken window. And you're in the back of the building. It's like an alleyway. So there's nobody from the street is not able to see you climb out of this building. When you're climbing out of this building, are you just climbing out?
I am. I'm also like looking to see if there's any evidence of like tampering or someone in who was lying in wait to then break into the window.
Okay.
Yeah. How high up are we?
You're on the third floor.
The third floor.
Yes. And when you exit the window, you see that there is a margin. You're rolling investigation. Oh,
yeah.
Okay. 23. Next to the window, there is a drain pipe that makes it convenient to climb to this window. You're in an alleyway off the street where you can get in and out without the street noticing. The building that is opposite you in this alley does not have any windows. It is a closed off wooden wall. Looks like a warehouse or something.
This is if I was an assassin, this is perfect.
Yeah, this is real nice.
Do we see any, Margin, did you see any, like, hand indentations on the pole? Like, was this a strong thing?
No, I don't see any evidence of a person, except that it's obvious how easy it would be to be a person with a desire to kill, to come up here, unnoticed.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, there are not claw marks. There's no, climbing gear left behind.
I mean, we didn't even throw a rope out and we can get down, no problem.
Any traces of magic?
Roll Arcana. Zabas.
4.
You're not able to discern any traces of magic outside of this window.
Zabas doesn't remember how to do that.
Yeah.
You can climb down down this drain pipe relatively easily and get to the alley in between these buildings, no problem. When you get to the bottom of this alley, Margarine, you do your with your 23 investigation, you can see that there's some like discarded like ash, like pipe ash of some kind at the bottom of this.
Like smoking pipe ash.
Yes.
Okay.
That is not old, but not new. There's like a small pile of ash down here.
If I was an assassin, I would never leave that. Pretty stupid.
So we got a dumb assassin
who smokes.
So we shouldn't be too hard to catch them if they're stupid.
And yep. Stinky.
Perfect.
A door opens next to you. And a big fat cook comes out carrying a big sack of something. Scraps, trash. The cook sees Zavis.
Oh.
And says, I told you kids to get out of this alleyway. Stop being back. Get out of here. Stop hanging out back here.
What?
Oh, guys, let's go. We're caught.
Okay. I clock shop him. I'm like, suck it, old man.
I hide my old face.
Okay.
And you guys scurry away?
Yeah. Away. Yeah, I guess.
Yeah.
Okay.
What was he talking about?
I don't know.
Us kids.
Add it to the clue. It's okay.
It's elf, a kid who smokes.
Elf children who smoke.
Let's not jump to conclusions.
And there's elf children who smoke, and I'm going to kill the next one I see.
All right, we're getting a little too it's excited.
Like a kid runs down the street with, like one of those like rings and a stick.
Yeah.
Hooping. Yeah.
Yeah, just like Detroit.
Hogsucker proxy. Yeah.
Is your memory back yet, once?
Roll good? Constitution saving throws, the two of you.
Two of
Zabas and Fletch.
Five.
Five of you are still foggy. Yeah.
Jesus.
How many?
15.
Zavis, you're clear.
Okay.
You've shaken it off. You okay. Don't.
Thank God.
You still are like, you're still confused about the events of the last, 15 minutes. Okay. But you have mostly shaken it off. You are now, for the purposes of going forward, you're clear headed.
Okay.
Okay, Fletch, hold my hand.
Okay.
Fletch is still a little groggy. Ugh.
The captain or Mr. Pants?
We don't know. I think the captain would be easier to find. He has a title.
He does. However, Mr. Pants, we have a meeting location.
Or these mystery
No,
kids.
We don't have the meeting location for Pants.
There was a address with the name written on the thing.
Oh. Ooh.
Do we split up?
No, it's the first episode of the season.
How much time? How much time do we have before that meeting is supposed to take place?
That wasn't was that oh, had a time and a meeting? I thought that was just a name and address on the flyer.
The pants meeting does not have a time.
Okay.
The meeting with the representative from Lords has a time. That is this afternoon.
I thought the representative was Jason Pants.
No, Jason Pants different. Is your note on that was but scribbled on the flyer.
So when I asked if Jason Pants was in the date book and I heard yes and it's tonight, that was my fault.
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Different meetings.
Gotcha. Okay, gotcha. My bad. That's why I've been weird.
There's no time for the Jazz and Pants meeting. There is only an address.
Right,
there is an address and a time for the Lord's representatives meeting.
Okay, so my guess is that I'm just going to put out there. She's probably killed by someone representing the Lord's factory people, you know, because she was working with the Guardians. I'm assuming
that... How do you know she was working with the Guardians? Maybe the Guardians killed her because she was going to go meet with the representatives.
Nah, I don't buy that. Flinthrin said that she was an insider for the Guardians, and I think the Guardians would trust that she was meeting with... You don't know her like I did. She wouldn't betray the Guardians for the factory, the Lords.
Okay.
So, I think...
Okay, I have faith in that. You're right.
I'm assuming that Pants is probably a Guardian, just from the nature of... how that name and address were written down. It's on a flyer. We got it from an imprint, so we don't even have, like, the original writing.
And if she was killed by somebody who is associated with the Lords, it would make sense that they would take the paper that has his information, Pants' information.
I guess that's true.
So you said they're building carriages out of trees. What if they killed her, Vel, because she found... her and the Guardians figured out a different method of making carriages, and that threatens Lord.
Their business.
All right, we're,
the business.
We're doing.
And then that's why she was murdered.
Okay.
I don't know how much they would care about the carriages still being made, but you know, maybe as like an alternative,
alternative fuel source that might be a threat to them.
That's what I mean. Yeah.
Sure, okay. Yeah.
That's what. Yeah.
That's doing a little bit of A to D to M.
I'm so foggy. I'm just trying to.
Yeah, don't worry, buddy. I squeeze his hand.
Thank you.
So if we want to meet with a Guardian, I would say Pants is maybe what I'm assuming.
And I also think Pants is the way to go, because what if they're the next target?
Mm. Oh.
Good point.
Let's Pants it up. Go that address.
And now we have to figure out where the address is.
Well, it's the dock. I'm assuming it's by the coast because it's
Dockway. Oh, 42 Dockway.
Yeah.
Fletch, roll survival with advantage.
26.
Fletch is able to read the street signs and get you guys there.
Hey. Fletch.
Yeah, hey, I know where I have to go.
Yeah, really you guys... funny. You guys weave your way through the city, and stop me if anything catches your eye along the way. You know, leave the alleyway and you realize that you were at an inn. The inn that you were at was the Carriage City Inn. And, you know, it's a pretty large inn. It's bigger than the Black Oak Inn in Knight's Pass. It looks to be closer to a hotel nowadays than it was maybe originally. Perhaps there has been additions made to it. It's been built up fast from the looks of it. Pretty nice facade as you guys walk past. Around this is a warehouse, and looks to be where they store, you know, carriage wheels, something like that, parts. And you walk down this this street. Seems to be kind of a main drag through town. There are different shops and things. Head towards the river, assuming that the dockway is down by there, and you make your way towards the address on the flyer. You pass by some shops. There's magic shops and blacksmiths and, you know, the usual standard city fair, restaurants and cafes. It's pretty busy streets. People are, you know, coming in and out of shops. There's groups of factory workers in between shifts that are making their way towards the factory or from the factory.
Oh, Zabbis, we should kind of take off our bloody clothes stuff.
Wait, am I all bloody?
Margarine, it would be all bloody.
Well, she wipes off her hands.
Yeah.
On the blood.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, that's true. Yeah, we probably should be walking.
I don't think
around.
You would be super bloody. It would be mostly like your pants and stuff.
Okay, that's fine then. We'll deal with it if anybody asks.
Yeah.
Okay.
Nobody seems to be bugging you about it. A lot of other people are pretty dirty. Like the factory workers are pretty dirty.
Oh, so we blend in.
Yeah, and it seems to be a pretty diverse town. So like nobody stands out for being not human. You know, elves. Gnomes, there are a couple halflings. Most of them seem to be either like grocers or restaurateurs. There aren't too many that are walking the streets, but there are a couple. So nobody's giving any second looks to Margarine. Elves are rarer, full elves like Zabbis. Seems to be a lot of half elves, but they look to be more half wood elf than half high elf. And the other wood elves that you do see are dressed more for logging. There's groups of foresters, clearly lumberjack types that are lounging at some of the restaurants and taking breaks in between their shift.
That's interesting.
They're covered in sawdust and
sap.
Ew.
Yeah.
Sucks.
Butch, would you ever be a logger?
I feel confused right now because I feel like I'm home because I see a bunch of wood elves that are as my people, but at the same time they're cutting down trees and I don't understand.
Maybe they're doing the little ritual thing every time.
They're saying thank you so much, Mr. or Mrs. Tree.
Yeah, are they working from the inside? Every plant they know, every tree they know got cut down. Perhaps they plant a new one.
Oh, yeah. Maybe it's sustainable.
We need to figure it out because I'm confused.
Why don't you ask one of them?
Okay. And I enter. Is anybody out like eating outside?
Yeah. Okay. There's like a cafe.
Okay. I'd like to approach a table of wood elves.
Okay. There's a few wood elves with like some humans and stuff, and they're very, you know, this is heavy denim pants, flannel shirts. These are lumberjack guys.
Okay.
Yeah.
I walk up.
Hello, fellas.
Are they wearing carriage hearts?
Cart?
Oh my God.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
Inspiration for Beth.
Yes. Oh, well, you can't just, you're not the DM now.
You're not allowed to do that, yeah. Bethany.
I will allow it.
Oh my.
Wow, you just opened a floodgate, my friend.
Yeah. hi. I'm sorry to interrupt. Can I ask? I'm new in town. I just have a question.
Oh, you're looking for work.
Yes, I am. How could you tell?
Well, you know, you're not, I don't recognize you, and you know you're new in town. I assume most people who come to Carriage Straits are looking for work. There's a lot of work these days.
Wow, yeah, you're really friendly.
Oh sure.
So, can you explain to me real quick what you do?
Oh well, sure. We're part of the forester team for old lords. We take the trees from the forest and then we head over to the factory there and they put them together for the carriages.
It's pretty straightforward. Do you like your job?
Oh yeah. You know, you're outside all day. You're working with your hands. You know, you're out there in nature. You are destroying a pretty old and majestic part of it, but you know, you're paid fairly for it.
Okay.
Is it more desirable, do you think, to be a logger or a factory person?
And all the guys at the table are like just a chorus of like, oh, loggers for sure. Like, oh, yeah, all the, like, we're the guys. Like,
wait, okay.
Oh, yeah.
Follow-up question. is it more dangerous to be a logger?
And again, oh yeah, yeah. Yeah.
It's, yeah, okay, yeah. Oh, interesting.
Do you get paid more if you're a logger? It's the danger.
And then it's like a different tone.
Okay. And there's no what happens to the forest? Is it like what happens?
Well, it's a pretty big forest. I don't know. I mean, you've got the look of maybe you're a moonshadow guy, eh? Like, you know, I know that your forest is pretty small comparatively, but like our forest okay. here, pretty big forest. I mean, we could be taking trees for you know, until all of us are in the ground and there still be more trees there. I'm sure of it. You betcha.
That is why they call it the Emerald Sea.
This guy knows.
Yeah. I feel ya.
Okay.
You wouldn't feel bad about taking a cup of water from the sea, would you, my friend?
No, I guess not, friend.
Yeah, unless there's a sea monster that rises up and kills you for, you know, like,
yeah, do you believe in God?
Tree monsters?
That's what I'm imagining the guardians are, just tree monsters. Like, but you said tiny, so I guess
do you say guardians out loud?
I do. I'm an idiot.
There's like hushed tones around the table. Like, oh, yeah, we, you know, that is a part of a bad part of the job, you know, that is one of the hazards and one reason why Tyr Feller is fighting so hard to increase our wages over them factory guys.
Who's this?
Oh, wait.
Tyr Feller?
Yeah, Tyr Feller. He's our, well, you know, he's kind of trying to get a group of us all together to kind of
unionize?
Band. Yeah, that's what he called it.
Oh, we love unions. Where are you?
I tried to unionize.
We are a union.
Workers once. I feel like it's.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that was a long time ago.
I think it,
I threw a bunch of papers around.
It was a great success.
Well yeah, so you're trying to get a union to get paid better wages? Is that.
Yeah, we're out there in the forest. You know, we're going up against them guardians there. And these factory guys. They've got it all, you know, cushy gigs up on the line over in the building. They're inside. They're not out. They don't have to deal with the rain. They don't have to deal with storms. They don't have to deal with potentially getting shot or dismembered or blown to bits.
Whoa.
I don't know. Factory, you might still be getting dismembered.
And then there's like one of the other guys at the table is like, Ted did get dismembered the other day in the factory. It was pretty nasty. They had to shut down for it was a whole thing.
But for one Ted, how many others in your line of work perish monthly?
Oh, if I had to put a number on it, I suppose it would be.
And he picks up dice?
Yeah, what?
Time to roll for death.
Maybe 12 guys or so in a month. Jeez. It's about every other day or so.
Every other day. So for one Ted, you lose 12 loggers.
Oh my God.
Every other day. Elves, well, Ted doesn't even die all that time.
But elves live for so... You don't have that many kids to sustain. That's unsustainable.
Well, now I'm pissed.
Well when you put it that way, you guys are making a lot of the same points as Tyr Feller.
Yeah,
you
should maybe go talk to him. Where is he? He's over out at the camp on the edge of the forest.
Yeah, we should go have a word with him.
What if we just keep diverting who we're going to go see?
The whole campaign.
What other questions? Who's your boss exactly?
Well,
head honcho, who runs this thing?
Oh Lord himself.
Oh Lord. Oh Lord. Oh Lord. Is he good? Do you like him? Is he
before Lord's got old set up here in Carriage Straits, we were just kind of semi-nomadic tribes of wood elves here making our way in the forest. And the humans came in and set up the city and now there's gainful employment and we've got, You know, we've got a roof over our heads. It wasn't really a concern back when we were more nomadic types. But now, you know, I'm very comfortable out. I've got a house. I've got the missus, you know, and I've got a carriage in the driveway. And then another guy at the table is like, how come we park on the driveways? And it's like, we're not having this argument again.
And park on the driveway. Yeah.
It's not a parkway.
You're driving the park.
So, okay. But so I'm trying to piece together this whole thing here. You were nomadic way of life that was upended because humans came and built a city in your forest.
That's the way it was told to my old man. And his old man before him, we've been forestry guys for generations.
Oh, you're kind of trapped. And you're happy. You think you're happy.
They have a carriage in the front yard and a wife and a youngin. Probably a little white fence around the property.
Oh, sure.
Seems like the pictures.
Got it. Okay.
And you sure you won't run out of trees?
I mean, have you seen the forest? How could we run out of trees, right? There's a gazillion.
Cup of seawater, Zavis. Cup of seawater.
Sure, yeah.
I feel like if you continue to cut down all these trees, the guardians are going to get forced to move.
Hushed tones and whispers. Guardians.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, what about them?
Do you know anything about them?
I know. It is a risk that we have to agree to take in order to do our job and collect our wages. And it's unfortunate that they're out there. And you know, that as the Lord tells us, they're working on it. They're trying to make us safer and rid the forest of them guardians. But, you know, for now, It is scary. Yeah, I'm
never
not
talked
I'm not,
to one.
Yeah, what?
Nobody's talked to one. You don't. If you talk to one, you're coming back in a bag.
Ah,
do you know what they want?
they want us out of their fort. They don't want us to take down the trees. I would imagine that's they.
Did you try the seawater metaphor with them?
Oh yeah, what did they say about that? It's a good point. Yeah.
That is a good point. I should, if you guys talk to Tyr Feller, you should relay that metaphor to him because he might be able to talk to the, he's been trying to talk to the guardians to find a way to parlay with them, but hasn't been successful so far.
All right. Well, we'll meet him after we talk to Jass and Pants, and I look to see if there's a reaction to that name.
Oh, got some hitting up the casino, eh?
Yeah, I knew it.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, well, you must be
He runs it, right?
Well, he's their head of security, so you must be quite the high roller if you're dealing with him.
Oh, yeah, he's not the captain of the boat, right?
No. The captain of the boat is Alwyn Camille.
Yeah, good guy.
No, we come from money. Look, this guy's got gloves on.
Don't.
What are you doing?
I don't.
He's a blue collar.
Yeah, I kind of put my hands behind my back to try to take them off while
asking. Oh, fancy outfit. You've got your high elf little buddy here. They're like, oh, well, you've like, really done well.
Wearing less because I'm pretty sure that I specifically, and listeners can correct me, I'm pretty sure I specifically was like, I'm keeping on this fashion runway outfit where I look like a fucking disco ball. Yeah. And I'm like wearing high heels.
Yeah, you should. Your outfit from Didridon. Yeah, yeah. Your like high fashion outfit. Yeah. Yeah.
It's yeah.
Yeah.
I did like that. We've done pretty well, but I have one other question. Do you
humble roots though?
Do you
much like the trees of your forest? I must say.
Do you know anything about Vel?
Oh, whoa. Don't know a Vel. Can't say I know a Vel.
Okay.
And also, more important than any of this, the rest of this conversation that we've had,
seen a group of weird little kids smoking cigarettes. Are there like weird kids that run around causing trouble?
Elf types.
Oh yeah. Since they passed that ordinance around the city that kept the kids out of the factories, they just kind of wander. You know?
I need to clarify. No. Kept kids out of the factories, like kids are not physically allowed to enter, or is this a label, like kids can't work in the factories?
I guess both.
Okay, interesting.
But yeah, they just kind of wander now.
What did they do?
They don't have school.
School.
All right. All right, interesting.
The children yearn for the factories.
Oh, no.
Now, I'm sorry. I did want to ask one more thing that, again, is the most important topic of conversation.
Sure, do you sure. think we'll get Portal 3?
So I just want to ask your name.
Yeah. I'm Ilvisar.
Ilvisar?
Ilvisar, yeah. Ilvisar, a root grower.
Wait, is he an elf?
Yeah, he's
okay.
An elf,
yeah, I was gonna say that's like an elf.
Well, thank you so much.
Thank you, Ilvi.
If we want to come talk to you again, because you're super nice, and
yeah,
we need friends.
Do you like music?
We just moved here.
Oh yeah, I love music. I always head down to the they call it the soup kitchen.
Is it an actual soup kitchen or is it a venue?
It's both.
Whoa.
You can get yourself some really great soup and see a great show.
That sounds awesome.
Oh, is
based on a real place in Detroit?
The soup kitchen?
Yeah, my parents used to go there.
Does it still exist?
Town, I don't right? think so.
I was gonna say there's no way.
I don't think it does.
It's in town, right?
It's in town. Oh yeah.
Yeah, I as a traveling musician myself, I like to be knowledgeable about the goings on of towns and their venues. So I believe Allura performed there last night, right?
Oh yeah, hot ticket to get in to see Allura. It's I haven't had the pleasure myself, but I've heard her voice is just heavenly.
Indeed, it is. Much like my own.
Oh, it's been a pleasure.
Oh, humble as always. Yeah, we'll let you get back to food that you eaten and everything. Sorry.
Actually, I got to ask something. Guys, hey, so real quick, it's on the DL. You know anywhere we can get some oat?
they kind of like their like faces kind of change. Like, oh, this, like they're looking at you like, oh, who
the
are
disco
these
ball
people?
Is asking.
Yeah, the disco ball's asking. The kid is asking for this drug, and it's like, listen, kid, like, we don't mess with that, you know.
Okay.
That's more like what the factory guys would be dealing with. Mm. They can afford to take their eye off the ball a little bit, but out there in the woods, you got to be on top of it.
But you wouldn't want to use that for a day where, like, you know, a bunch of you got killed by guardians or mangled by things. You wouldn't want to forget those.
Look, what some of us do in our own time.
Yeah.
Is our own time.
Uh-oh.
Okay.
They were pushing buttons.
They don't op test at the factory?
They
not
didn't
at the
with
factory.
Ted.
Oh, where do they? On the casino boat?
No, but now out in the woods, they're a little bit more strict. You know, Tyr runs a little bit tighter of a ship than that auto guy.
Oh, I see. So Tyr is your manager.
Like the foreman?
Is Tyr the leader of the foresters?
We've kind of given him that role. You know, he's taken
first
it
among
upon
equals.
Himself. He's exactly.
Okay. Exactly. But I'm the auto mechanique. He's the factory.
He's the four person over at the factory there.
Okay.
Oh, it was a pleasure talking to you, Mr.
Truly was.
Root cutter. Yes. I mean, root grower.
Root grower.
I don't actually do drugs.
Oh, sure. Yeah. You just got them sparkly clothes for no reason there.
Got him. And then we left.
I was just trying to be trying to do detective work and it didn't work so good.
It's okay, Zabas. You really tried.
D&D is a Moorpark Media podcast and a Spotify preferred partner. Written and edited by me, James Gressel. D&D is performed by James A. Janisse, Chelsea Rebecca, Beth Radloff, and Mike Seigen.